you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, before we start today's show, you should know that we have brand new jerseys and shorts available at podcastmerch.com. Maybe you guys saw the absolute slaying that we laid down on Matt and Shane's secret podcast in the basketball game. Maybe you didn't see it. Who knows? Whatever. You don't got to watch it. But either way,
I think actually they pulled it for some racial reason off of YouTube.
You guys can relive history and wear your either Big J. Okerson, Dave Smith, or Luis J. Gomez jersey and shorts. Limited time.
Get whichever want. Doesn't matter. Both average 0 points in a season.
Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up, dude. We won.
Oh, yeah. No, we fucking slayed.
Get them during the month of April, and they're going to ship out on May 1st. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
What is up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you live from the stand. What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
What the fuck is up, everybody? Big week. Big show. Me and Jay are officially friends again.
Aww. Was I ever not friends with anybody?
Aww. No, just for 2 weeks.
Oh. Everybody, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez in the house.
I am Rammstein'd up right now.
Yeah, you came out of the gate topped up. Dude, what are all these drinks?
Dude, I just want to fucking sing Nazi metal right now, dude.
I don't know if it's Nazi metal, perhaps.
Luis is singing more and more Nazi songs with more and more Jewy drinks as he gets older.
Du Hashmesh. Du Hashmesh, Jew.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I don't know what it means, but it also
means
very condescending toward my Jew friends.
It means you hate me.
Du Hashmesh, du Freien.
I'll have a swastika and an old fashioned.
Everybody, our guest, you know him and love him. He's the president here of the Legion of Skanks. Everyone from the Skeptic Tank. How about a Ferrari Shafir in the house?
Thank you, everybody.
This gas chamber is too hot.
Du hast.
Du hast mich zu freien, du mir noch ring, ding, dein.
Blisch, blab, blub, blab, bring dich frei, den blab in schreit, nebber, blab,
da. Did Rammstein have any
ballads? Nein. Nein. The answer's nein.
Did Rammstein have any ballads?
Nein. They had nine ballads, probably. Actually.
Probably.
Something where they got like real into it.
Yeah, but it's probably not great.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? I don't know any other Rammstein songs. They are a one-hit Nazi wonder.
No,
they have a lot of hits.
Song America is really good.
America's Wonderbar.
I don't know it at all, dude. I just know
they have a music video. They have a music video where they do full penetration pornography. It's crazy.
They had a lot of hits. Some say 6 million, but it's more like 200,000.
Du hast. Du hast.
Du hast. Du hast. Du hast.
Dude, we're learning German on today's show. Today's the day we learn fucking German, dude.
But there's no jokes attached. It's just the actual process of learning German. It's going to be a very slow show.
Doing a montage of...
I don't know any German. I know Du hast. I know that song. That's
nine.
The only German
you know
that
nine?
I know. Nine.
And
I literally just know Holocaust-related terms.
Yeah, mine.
I know.
So awesome, justified,
didn't really
worth
happen.
It, yeah. Fake.
Mine, Kampf.
Kampf means struggle.
Oh, it means my struggle? Oh, nice. Look at, this is Dave Smith's sister.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
figure went up there.
Come on, fucking Davina Smith up
she
here.
She looks terrified.
German in 3 minutes?
Fun way to learn German. Hello.
What a shitty language and ugly people.
They all have the mole.
I've never seen a hot German chick ever, dude. They're gross.
Yeah, they're out there, but this one's got a lot of real estate between each tooth.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Laura. Nice to meet you.
How about a little powder? Take that glare down. You knew you were making the video today.
She looks like a video in Lost.
Oh, my God. Those teeth are fucked. There's like critter's teeth.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, imagine a blowjob from that, right?
Good Lewis, one, Lewis. The best.
Oh, that was, yeah, what a great joke.
I think of these things sometimes, you know?
You're right on it, Lewis Gomez.
Keep on feeding me things, please. I need more jokes, please.
So you want to learn German?
Herr Erfreut. Hi, I'm Laura. Nice to meet you. In this series, we're going to learn basic. It's super easy, and it only takes 3 minutes.
Critters theme.
Lines up.
It's perfect.
It lines up.
Learn how to introduce ourselves in German. We'll start speaking right away, but first, it's important to clarify that in German, there is a difference between the formal and the informal language. Let's first see how German people introduce informal situation. Hello.
She's making me furious. Her
hello.
Flat.
Anybody up in that attic?
Hello. Ich heb Laura.
This is how you say, may I check the crawl space, please?
To lernen.
Schon dick kind Lugerlin.
Laura. Nice to meet you. Hallo. Ich heiße Laura.
Oh, it's so
schön
gross.
Oh, Sean Dick.
Zu lernen.
She does look like the friendly lady at the beginning of the chambers. We're like, come on this way. It's fine.
Oh, no, it's fun in here.
Why was the last word just like it was like nice to meet you? And then the last word was just one giant German monstrosity.
It
all kind of made
sense. That's you in German. Kennenzulernen.
That's a lot to say.
Oh, Christ. I wish I knew their name.
Meet you is
Kennenzulernen.
Kennenzulernen.
I want to learn. Dude, we can make an entire podcast of just learning new languages. All right, hold on. So, hallo.
That's the Dabs talking.
Hallo, ich heib Lewis. Skon dick. Kennenzulernen.
Kennenzulernen.
Waitress, I'm multilingual. What's up?
Bye.
She's up, definitely bi also.
But she's a dancer. She's into that shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
If you follow Waitress on Instagram, she literally just hangs out with bisexual men, guaranteed.
Sick.
Yep. Uh-huh. If you jerk off to Waitress on Instagram like I do, you'd know.
There are some jerkable photos.
Oh, my sweet Lord.
Where'd she go?
Different Waitress.
I think she's quitting right now.
No way, dude. I'm wearing Waitress down slowly but surely.
That's what you want to describe the charming a woman process as. Wearing her down.
Slowly.
She figures if she doesn't at this point, she's in danger.
Hell yeah. So what else can we learn in German?
Schön, dich kennenzulernen. Ooh. Start by saying, hallo, ich heiße.
Hello, hello. Ich heiße.
Ari,
that's
name.
Not ich, Hebe.
Hallo, ich heiße Laura. Finally say, schön, dich kennenzulernen.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Hallo.
No.
Schön,
oh,
dich
kennenzulernen.
I hate you,
fucking asshole. I actually feel like I'm back in school. Like, I was already like, this sucks
it's
so much.
So boring.
I hate this.
Kennenzulernen sounds like a meat pastry.
What language did you guys take in high school? I took French.
Me too.
I was the only Puerto Rican kid who took French.
And who didn't know Spanish.
Nope, didn't know any Spanish. Could have
it's
used
not
it.
Like you were doing it.
Could have used it to communicate with loved ones.
Yeah.
And I would have rather take French, the whitest of white languages.
You thought you still had a chance back then.
Yeah.
I took Spanish.
I took the language of love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Brazilian? Portuguese?
I'll dance. Shakira dance.
Lombada? The forbidden art of...
Don't speak of
the forbidden dance of the Lombada?
Ari took the language of love. It's where he first learned how to dose.
It is the best way
just,
to love.
Just slip something in their drink.
That's the cliff notes of the language of love. Dosing somebody.
Just get there.
There was three languages we could take in high school. It was Spanish, French, and Italian.
Who would take Italian?
Guineas.
Why would you do that? Nah.
Dumb Dagos.
Dumb Italians. I bet Bobby took Italian. What'd you take?
Spanish.
Yeah.
He already knew how to say ragut.
Alex, what'd you take? Ragut. Everyone takes Spanish.
Can you guys speak Spanish now? Yeah.
What can I say in Spanish? I can say uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Okay. It's pretty fly for a white guy.
Damn it, Jay, you're so funny.
It's pretty fly for a white guy.
I can say, cállate la boca.
Quiet la boca.
Quiet la boca. I can say, yo quiero Taco Bell.
That's good.
My name is Taco Bell.
My name is Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I can say, I think that's it. I think that's the extent of my Spanish.
That's not bad.
That's English.
That's something.
Oh. I said a bunch of Spanish.
Oh, no, you jump back.
Oh.
Jay got lost in it.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
So
I
good.
Thought your next thing was going to be Spanish. That's pretty good English.
You took us there to Enchanted.
Well, because I'm going to Italy with my son this summer. And they told me to ingratiate myself with the people to learn Italian. So I'm thinking about getting an online course and learning Italian.
I can't wait for Lewis to get into a verbal argument in Italian with somebody. Yeah. The day he gets there.
Look, yeah. Cagliate Moulignan.
You want to slap across the mouth?
I'll shove this pizza up your asshole.
I'll flip your face into the pizza.
Bada pizza, bada boons.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. Fungal.
Gabagool.
Fungal, Bafungal.
Managot.
It's a Mugats, Bugats, one of those.
I don't know any Italian.
Ricotta.
How do you even say hi? Is it
macaroni.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Ciao. Ciao.
Buongiorno.
Hola. No, that's the other one.
Ciao is what you eat. You're like, I need some chow. I'm starving.
Oh, what's the revenge thing they always do?
Pizza.
They don't let you go.
Wait, what?
A vendetta?
A vendetta.
What's a vendetta?
Shut up.
You don't know what a vendetta is.
We'll never talk about this.
You don't know what a vendetta is? You're involved in
Yeah, you have 75.
Yeah, you have so many vendettas.
You have many vendettas in your life.
It's your basic behavior.
Yeah. What's a vendetta? What? You didn't know it's a creed you live your life by? Lifelong vendettas?
Hey, guys, turns out all these years I've been doing vendetta.
Yeah, everything, everywhere, all at once.
A blood feud in which the family of a murdered person seeks vengeance on the murderer or the murderer's family. Your
oh,
whole life.
Oh, vendetta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they call that a Gomez blood pack. Yeah, no, yeah. No, I mean, I know what the word vendetta means, but I did it mean something specifically to Italy?
I think it's just an Italian word.
El stupido.
Vendetta.
Yeah.
Vendejo.
Los stupidos.
Have you guys ever been to Italy?
Nope.
Top border.
You been to Italy?
Yeah.
God, you're still rich Jew.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Where'd you go?
We, as a child, we went there to buy it. We bought it, didn't care for it much, left it. Came home. I don't know what happened.
Gave it back.
Ironically, the people also smell like a boot.
Wow.
Ironically, the people also smell like a boot.
Yeah.
That's great. Wow. Wow.
Thanks, folks.
That was fucking rich.
You know it's not rich? Those stupid poor Italians. Am I right, folks? Am I right,
Is
folks?
That an old-fashioned?
It's an old-fashioned.
Lewis is taking the drink in old-fashioned now. We were Lewis went with this weekend. Thank you, DC, by the way, for coming out.
Shout
man.
Out to DC
Me and Lewis
improv.
Had great times, man.
Good time. They told me off-camera, good time, not great.
Great times. Dude, Lewis... Lewis, we went to lunch one day. This is two Lewis things that happened on this trip.
Yeah, oh, come on, dude. Yeah. I thought we had a good time.
We had a great time.
You were taking mental note of Lewis things?
Always.
He didn't point him out at all. We were just having a great time together. I thought there was no Lewis things.
These are good Lewis things.
Fuck. Can I guess them?
Can I guess why you only had lunch the one time? Because he was intermittent fasting the other days?
No. Nope. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know what the Lewis things are.
You do. You left your phone in a cab.
Oh, that was one of the
little
things.
So I had to wake up early to Lewis knocking on my door saying I had to give him my car, drive him, or whatever. But either way.
The options were give me your car or get up and drive me or nothing else.
Yeah. Not that I could take an Uber this distance and figure it out myself.
Station.
Well, I needed him to come with me because, all right, so I left my phone.
In case it was a gang war.
Well, no. We were on our way to a strip club.
Yeah.
And I left my phone in the car, which is just the worst fucking feel. I didn't even know I left it in the car. I'm just at the strip club. So I know it's either in the car or...
Time to take a picture of this girl's snatch. Oh, no!
It's either in the car or somewhere at the strip club. And either way, I have like mass anxiety.
You're going
like,
to get a creep getting on all fours walking around a strip club. Are you doing?
I waited till the end of the night. I made them turn the lights up. It was a whole thing.
Hey, lady, floppy tits, can you pick this couch up?
Wait, you made them turn the lights up at the strip club? And search only for your phone to not be there.
It wasn't there.
Oh, that
is
God.
That is definitely a Lewis thing.
And you got to see all the acne scars and bullet wounds on these chicks.
we called.
Might as well shut the whole party down.
Called the Uber driver. He was like, no, it's not here. And I was like, damn it. So it has to be at the strip club somewhere. So now I'm like just not having a good time. There's all naked people around me having the best time ever. I'm just miserable.
Oh, they were probably so psyched being naked for you. And it was just ruining your time. They were having the best night
so
of their life.
Mad, not tipping. Just, have you seen my phone? What a fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah, literally such going up to every stripper be like, have you seen an iPhone on the floor?
Did you take it, bitch?
Oh, fuck.
What are you smiling? What are your smiles about?
Hey, I'd be tipping more, but I keep all my Bitcoin on my phone.
Doggy, so it's just miserable. So I go home, and I don't know where it's at. So the next one, I'm going, like, I know it's in this car. I know it is. So I have to go to the Verizon store in the morning. I found out if I
Wait,
go to the
what
Verizon.
Car? An Uber.
The Uber. I knew it was in the fucking Uber. There's nowhere else it could be, right? So I go to the Verizon store. They tell me it's going to take me 2 days for them to send me a new one with my insurance.
Oh.
Infuriating, dude. And then I'm just, like, in D.C. and I'm in
D.C. How did you handle that news at the Verizon store?
I was actually pretty good about it. Well, I also had my laptop with me, so I was able to, like, text... And like FaceTime and you know, do all the shit you need to do from a laptop. But then I just kept on calling the Uber.
He was just walking down the street with a laptop to his ear.
Like, oh,
can you hear me now?
Shit, my 5G.
Which, by the way, why don't they make laptops to have cellular service?
They do.
They'd rather just make a phone.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, you have to connect your phone to it, right?
But
you
no, can't why? Why can't I just say my laptop is now a cell phone?
You can do it. Do it. Do it. Dare you? I dare you to do it.
You probably wouldn't do it.
You
pussy.
Won't because you can't.
What are you talking about?
You're unable to, like, morally. You just don't have the intelligence to get it done.
Well,
I think you could, but you won't.
The fuck are you talking about?
Maybe
start
once
using a computer as your phone. Or you're a bitch.
Or
damn.
Let me say also, thank you, Ari, for going on Joe Rogan podcast and wearing a Luis J. Gomez pedophile T-shirt.
That was random.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have trouble with this sometimes. Were you being sarcastic there? Because if so, Ari, thank you for going on Rogan.
Hey, you're welcome to the Skanks family.
This is
the
best promo we've gotten in years.
Fantastic.
Joe Rogan won't even make eye contact with me on the shirt.
Because he has kids.
That's where I'm at. He was like, oh, dude, fuck.
She blurted on the playback.
She goes, I don't really want to have that shirt on the podcast.
Yeah, it's like, hey, could you take that shirt off my podcast right now?
All right, guys, real quick, and this is for fans over the age of 21. I want to talk about one of our amazing new sponsors. It's my new favorite vape pen from MePod. First thing I'll talk about this always is the grip on this thing. I've said it 1,000 times. It's thick and it's short, and it really takes up your whole fist. I don't know why I love it so much. I want to believe it's like I'm holding the handle of a nunchuck, but it does feel like my own little fat pud.
No. I don't think it's as dangerous as you're making it out to be.
Not dangerous at all. It's fucking awesome. Well, I mean, it has nicotine, and that's addictive if you're awesome. Also, it has a great pull. It's got amazing flavors, which I love. They have refillable and disposable, which I love disposable because I like to see Indians cry. They also have a bunch of variety of vaping options for 420 consumers, the cool kids. I'm talking to you, Ari. Also, MePod has the fastest shipping with the most orders shipping out the same exact day that you order. So if you're a vapor or smoker, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports Legion of Skanks. Go to MePod, MePod.com. And if you use the promo code SKANKS, you're going to get 20% off your order. Once again, that's MePod, MePod.com. Promo code SKANKS, you're going to get 20% off your order. Any thoughts, Dave, besides that cough?
That was the cough from the MePod.
Oh, good stuff.
Clouds,
right.
The clouds.
Let's get back into it. That's the first Lewis thing. The second one was we went for ramen.
Wait, where was the phone?
Oh, this is
the
great.
Guy had it.
This isn't a Lewis thing. Hold on. Let me say this. This is a Big J is a pussy thing. This isn't a Lewis thing. This is Lewis fucking living life the way life should be lived. And I fucking give Jay a little bit of advice, and I lead him finally, and now he's going to throw it in my face on my podcast? Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah.
What?
Lewis is nice enough to let you be a guest on his podcast, and this is how you treat him?
Stop dripping pizza grease all over our notes.
Yeah. Lewis, what are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You pushed out,
the
Jay.
The ramen story, you're throwing me under the bus, even though I did what was right.
You're throwing him under the bus, dude. You wouldn't even fight that stripper. Sure, it turned out she didn't take his phone, but you were a bitch that whole weekend, man.
I should have backed him up more.
What's the fucking ramen story?
We went for ramen.
Can you tell how bad the guy was before you get into it? Yeah. Don't lead with me being an asshole.
I won't.
Please.
We went for ramen.
Yeah. Which Jay, by the way, never had ramen in his entire life.
What?
I know. Blew his fucking mind how much he loves soup.
It was good.
He loves a big bowl of soup.
A big old soup. but we ordered our ramen. The guy takes our order.
We order ramen and...
I still remember the order.
To be fair, we order 4 appetizers as well.
Sure. We said gyoza, edamame, tempura cauliflower.
Yeah.
That was it.
No. The little... Hot tuna things.
Hot tuna things.
So let me ask you a question. How, at this point, could this not lead to a fist fight?
You're right. But it didn't go to that direction at all. No, what happened was the guy, and we set our ramen with whatever we put in the ramen. This guy, by the time he gets to the first appetizer in the repeat back.
He's not
writing it down.
Writing down. He's doing this. He's got his hands behind his back like he's trying to be a classy, smart waiter, like an asshole.
Like Jorge Masvidal's about to fly me right in the face.
Yep.
Doggy. He says this and this and this. We have 4 appetizers. Those 4 appetizers.
I hated all this. By the time you get to the first appetizer, he's always going.
In general, I have no problem with a waiter waitress not writing down.
I do.
And just taking your order, but. There's now zero ground to fuck anything up.
Yeah.
Like, zero if you ground. Fuck anything up now.
But what's the thing of them not writing it down to begin with? What's the
just
thing?
Just write it down. Write it down.
But
what if somebody,
wants to come out,
why do you have to slam dunk a basketball? You know, I guess it's just to look cool.
If you just want to bring this, like, Doogie Howser genius energy to the table, like, just fucking tell me, I got it. It's like, all right, that's kind of impressive. I don't think I could do it.
You only would be okay with it if I go, why don't you write this down? They go, I'm autistic. It's fine. I go, all right, okay. I believe him then. You can probably do this.
So he doesn't write anything down.
And I said, when he's doing the repeat back, he gets to the thing, he's like, edamame.
Now we have to look back at the menu to remind ourselves what we ordered.
Yeah, and we tell him, and he goes, oh, okay. And then he goes in the back.
Wait, shut up, dude. I was so cool to this waiter.
Ramen comes out first.
Did you just call the waitress a waiter?
No, the waiter that we were at this restaurant with.
Gender is over, Dave.
It's true.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you for that drink, waitrex.
Yeah.
Waitrex.
Waitrex.
Hell yeah.
So the guy brings out the ramen, no appetizers. Lewis is like, we probably should have got the appetizers first. Then the appetizers start kind of trickling out, and then one of the appetizers is wrong, and the other one doesn't come out at all.
Motherfucker.
So we don't get the gyoza, and they bring us, instead of the tempura cauliflower, they bring us tempura...
Brussels sprouts. Which were delightful.
Delicious. Probably better than the cauliflower.
But sounds, by the way, sounds way better than the cauliflower.
But not what we ordered.
Not what we ordered.
And they never brought the gyoza. The guy came out, and it's Lewis. I give all this. Lewis is not wrong about any of this stuff. Then the guy came out and did what Lewis says as a business owner. He hated this because the guy goes, he was like, yeah, the gyoza like never came out, and the other thing was like wrong. And he goes, oh yeah, the kitchen's like messing up, I think, man. So Lewis was like, you don't blame it on the kitchen.
Why you don't blame it on the kitchen, dude.
Why not?
No, so it's the United Front. If I'm the manager.
Excuse me,
place,
I'd like to speak to your Jewish business partner. You don't have a Jewish business partner.
What?
Doggy, no, you're not supposed to blame it on the kitchen. The waiter's gonna go, the waiter's his only job there.
Said the Puerto Rican.
His only kitchen's never wrong. No, dude, his only job there is to go, he's like, oh my god, I am so sorry, this is a big mistake, I will make sure I take care of this right now, I'll be right back. That's it.
But listen,
it doesn't matter if it's the waiter's fault.
He says, I think it was the thing's fault. Then Lewis goes, actually, do you think it could be because you didn't write anything down because you think you're a fucking robot.
Wow.
He's like, you're not a robot, so maybe write it down and do a thing. And wow. I'm sitting there, I'm crawling in my own skin.
Oh.
I'm like, but he's doing the right thing.
Crawling in his skin.
Something with my tears.
Jay only feels nu metal lyrics at any given time.
Specifically Linkin Park. At this point, I've become so numb, I can feel you there. So Lewis gives this guy a little bit of like a, we'll call it a pep talk of like,
I
maybe,
wasn't that rude. I
no,
was
he wasn't rude.
I was
no,
half
it was
joking with him.
Sure, he was.
No, and I did say that he's not a robot because he's not.
Yeah. And Lewis also can't help himself from giving like a business pep talk. Like Lewis really loves business. Nice. Yeah,
I don't think I was that rude.
He did fine.
In business, the inches you need are everywhere.
I said what I just said, though. I don't know if people talked, but like I said that it was like Lewis did right. I just, to me, it's so not my thing. So like, Lewis, the guy comes out and he, and then Lewis, while Lewis is explaining to me that, he goes, I hate that. He blamed the kitchen. It's like, you don't blame the kitchen. United Front and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's supposed to be together. And then the guy walks by us and he goes, by the way, was the kitchen. What's and Lewis goes, whoa.
What? He did. Like, he clarified. He was like, dude, totally was the kitchen the whole
not
time.
Not me at all.
Not me. It was infuriating. So then I said.
So Lewis goes, if they charge us for the refills on the sodas or that broccoli or that Brussels sprouts tempura,
that we did
I'm
not
order. Tipping. And I went, well, Lewis, I'm paying for lunch.
And then
so
I was like,
I gave him my card, and the guy takes my card.
And he charged us?
The guy's
us?
Coming back over my shoulder. Lewis is going, and he takes the bill.
From you?
From the guy. It was over my shoulder. I didn't
so
see the guy was coming back.
So he did not
tip. Is it great?
Well,
he
no,
to
no.
check it.
He went to check.
Okay.
We were not charged
it just,
for
it
refills.
It does make it funnier that Jay is paying.
My name, totally.
That's your tip.
Only my name attached to this. Lewis takes the check, and then he goes, he fucking runs through, and no, they didn't charge for the refills, but they did charge us for the Brussels sprouts tempura that we never ordered.
Oh, it's war.
Lewis wrote all zeros on both receipts, and on the bottom receipt wrote, shouldn't have charged us for the Brussels sprouts. And I ran out of there. I don't know if I hit every step on the way down the stairs, but I was like...
And I shit you not, maybe the best ramen I've ever had in my entire life.
Lewis said the ramen was very good. I had nothing to compare it to other than an awkward experience with a with a lowly waiter.
I don't think
sucked.
I've ever in my
he
life
he did
not
suck.
Left a tip.
You have to.
And never
I've had
not
some
left
very
tip.
Bad service. I don't think that I've ever left $0.
Something.
A tip.
Something.
I just went to Korean barbecue yesterday. And then they're so fucking rude, dude. I don't know if it's just Korean people in general or whatever it is, dude. These people fucking sucked. And they were just so I was like I can't leave them a good tip. So we left them like maybe a 10% tip on the bill, but we discussed it so loudly and I was like, dude, I can't do this. And then I fucking left them. And then as I got up, the guy was sitting right next to me, he's like, hey dude, are you Luis J. Gomez? And I'm like, he just listened to my entire conversation about how I wasn't gonna tip this guy.
Luis, anyone who knows who you are knows that you're this.
I am. Hold on.
There was it was not like, oh my God, I have this image of Lewis.
I'm a minimum 30% tipper if it's good service. Minimum.
No yes. way. No yes. way. Minimum 30%.
Minimum.
No.
I swear to God.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God.
What do you consider good service?
Hold on. Anybody who's been out with me before, Alex, Bobby, anybody.
I've yet to find that kind of service.
Yeah. Good as a relative term.
Keep in mind, this service is very elusive to me.
No, dude, I'm a killer tipper. Waitress, am I not a good tipper? What the fuck was that?
It was sarcasm.
Waitress, am I not a good tipper? When I remember, wow.
Wow, when you remember.
Let me say
waitress,
this.
Waitress.
No, let me say this. No,
no,
no
wait
a
minute.
Don't fucking walk away.
Who's waitress, who's a better tipper, me or Lewis?
Who's a better tipper?
It's Lewis.
I'm definitely a better tipper. Lewis.
That's what she
That's
called.
Not true.
Can I tell you why? Let me say this. And she's right, because the reason I tip her so much is because sometimes I literally will forget or something will happen. Yeah. So every time I tip her extra just in case sometimes I do forget, you bitch.
Are you talking skanks purely or when I'm here like on weekends when I actually eat and shit?
Jay can't take it.
I don't like it. I will give you so many dabs and a lap dance.
She already said you're a better tipper.
I will give you so many dabs and a lap dance and a basement to live in.
Who's it?
Have you been to Jamaica?
Do you want to sort of be a mom to a son for a little while?
He would love waitress. My son would love you, waitress.
You want to be a sort of mom to a son for a little bit?
Don't worry, there's not much commitment. You do take on the responsibilities of a full-time mom, but it's for like 3 months.
But here's the good news. You'll learn how to cook everything they love.
You'll learn to love him, then never be allowed to see him again.
You'll fall in absolute love with him and then be ripped away from his life forever.
This sounds like a pretty good deal, waitress.
Right around the time you make a real attachment.
Don't you want to find out if you want real kids one day?
How old are you? 25. You're only 25? Oh, it's so hot. God damn it, waitress. Driving me. She drives me wild with her hot age. 25 is a perfect age to be a mother to my child.
I'm about to lay a hundo on that bitch on the weekends now. I'm so
oh my God.
What the fuck?
Waitress, so you know they say the
what
rule
do you
is,
tip her, Lewis?
Listen, the rule is you got to go like half your age plus 7. So waitress is too young for me technically because 27 is supposed to be my minimum.
That's,
but my son is the perfect age for waitress.
That's good.
That's either, not
either way, you get to see pictures of her naked in a cell phone.
That's not a good thing if your son passes the rule and you don't.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though.
It's not terrible. Yeah, first one to it's first one to it.
Yeah, first one to it between you and your son.
I like to think you and your boy would both respect those rules.
Sorry, baby James. Daddy already knocked that pussy off. Daddy already tapped that one, baby boy.
Bobby, I'm going to forward you the Skankfest first lineup trailer in a second. You can play it on the show while we do our plugs.
Hell yeah.
Is that all right? Skankfest tickets are on sale tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern, by the way.
Fuck yes.
Grab your tickets. Don't wait. Don't wait.
It's before the show, Lewis told me you could wait like 3-4 weeks and the album won't
no,
be
that's
gone.
Not true. I did not say that, dude.
I want to say we should do plugs now so we can get in this wonderful idea Ari has that I can't wait to take part in.
Yeah. Well, how should we get into it?
I guess explain it because Lewis checked out.
Yeah, Lewis did check out.
He said on the trailer.
I didn't check out. I'm forwarding something to Bobby.
No, relax. Comedy show, remember?
Didn't sound like a joke. You said I checked out of our comedy show.
Yeah, you said you were sending the fucking... Ooh, is one of these waters for me to throw on you? Why do we have so many waters here? Cranberry juice for your...
There's like
urinary tract infection? You hear that, waitress? Urinary tract infection. Oh, Mr. Big Time Tipper. Can't even afford fucking to get his dick fixed. He's trying to do it like a hobo with fucking cranberry juice. He was crying about it burning all weekend. He's like, my dick itch confused me. I left my phone in a car.
Can guys get UTIs?
What? Yeah, right?
We can?
Yeah.
I've never had anything. It's crazy.
We should.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't remember.
I just figure once a year it hurts when I pee for a little. Isn't that like skin changing? It's like
you
snakes
just
changing
hard.
A skin?
You Let pee me hard you, and it rips
can
it
you
out.
Fight off like chlamydia or these things on your own? Because if that's the case, I'd
sometimes
I'd probably,
with words. Just I'd with words.
If you can like just wait it out, I might have waited out chlamydia a couple times in my life.
Hey, is anyone?
I think I waited out COVID 14 times. I have brain fog like a motherfucker, but I never felt sick.
I've never been treated for.
Is anyone here a doctor? Can you roast battle chlamydia?
Can you bust its balls so hard it stops?
Shame it gone.
Yeah, yeah. Can I roast HPV away?
Can you wait out chlamydia? I really want to know this.
I don't think you can.
I think you can.
What a whore. Look, it was a test. I was testing to see a whore in the room.
I have for sure looked that up.
I think people, like, in olden times used to, like, die from that shit and stuff. Like, I think it's an infection that'll fuck you up.
No, that's syphilis.
That's
syphilis.
You can have two things that'll fuck you up.
Aren't they pretty similar?
Can you,
which
Bobby,
one do you have to coat hanger to hold,
are you 100% positive that you can't just wait out chlamydia? I'm looking it up now. It gets worse?
I'm a happy doctor. I can actually speak to this.
This guy wants to talk so badly on the show, and I will not let him.
Yeah,
don't let him. Not with that mustache.
He said he's a half doctor, but what is the other half? Time traveler? Look at his mustache.
Yeah.
I'm half, a doctor from 1912.
I'm half doctor, half circus organizer. It is highly unlikely for chlamydia to go away on its own, although the symptoms...
So, Lewis, they're saying there's a chance. They are saying there's a chance.
So you could.
Because
highly unlikely.
They're just not man enough.
My body fights off disease.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, I take vitamin D. I'm fine. Oh, don't worry, chlamydia. I take vitamin D.
Okay,
good luck.
It's highly unlikely, but what if you take ivermectin?
I'm thinking
you got a good chance.
I think a week later, you're golden. Should we do plugs?
Yes, do plugs.
Ari Shaffir, what do you got going on, buddy?
I got, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee with Big J Okerson at the Ryman doing a storytelling show.
Fuck yeah.
That's going to be great.
Nashville? Yeah.
And Sal Volcano and Shane Gillis and Nate Bargatze. All one show.
Wow. Wow.
Then St. Louis,
Buffalo.
Is
Nate allowed to say that?
No, Nate's not allowed to say that. It's so funny. He's like, you know, I can't promote this to any of my fans. They're good people.
Yeah. Just like Bert's not allowed to say he's at Skankfest, apparently.
Is he not?
No.
He's not allowed
His promoters were like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? We have our own huge shows we have to sell tickets for. So Bert may not be at Skankfest. I mean, he will be.
I got it.
Are you telling me that Bert doesn't want the $1,500 that we offered him to come to Skankfest?
Oh, Mr. Doo-doo-doo doesn't need $1,500 large. Okay.
Not including expenses?
Access to the Schwitz.
So, yeah, I got some stuff coming up this weekend. Me, Bobby Kelly, and Rich Voss will be in Niagara Falls, New York, at the Seneca Falls Casino. Shows are going to be sick. Next weekend, headlining with special guests, Zach Amico and Ian Fidance, going to be at the Stress Factory Friday night, April 22nd, two shows. And then I'll be in Chicago the following weekend at Zany's Chicago. I got Providence, Rhode Island coming up. I'm all over Texas, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas. I'm going to be out in California, San Diego, and Ontario. Lots of shows coming up. And me and Aaron Berg, actually, we're planning a tour for this summer starting in July. Whoa. We're going to be going all over the country and Canada. Co-headlining tour, myself, Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone tour. Look out for a city near you. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then, obviously, Skankfest Vegas is happening October 14th or 16th. The lineup... We just started announcing comedians. I guess we'll, after the plugs, we'll play the trailer, which is about 60 or 70% of the comedians already. My voice is shot.
It's doing great.
But yeah, go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all those things. And make sure tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern, go to skankfest.net and grab your tickets for Skankfest Vegas, which is going to be the biggest and best Skankfest we've ever done.
Yeah, it is. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. A ton of festival stuff coming up. Well, this weekend, first, I have Bananas in Rutherford, New Jersey now. It's moved, apparently. So I'll be up there this Friday and Saturday. If you live in the Jersey area, New York area, get tickets and come out to see me. Justin Silver's on those shows also. And Young Dill. I don't know if he's here, but he's on the shows hosting that whole weekend. So it's going to be a good time. After that, the Kid Rock Comedy Jam happening at the Ryman Auditorium also in Nashville. After that, an actual comedy jam at Kid Rock's Bar, which is going to rock ass. Ari's show on Wednesday at the Ryman Auditorium, the storytelling show, the 20th. And then I will be in the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. You can check out the live bonfire Friday night, 7 p.m. at Antone's, and amongst a whole bunch of other shows. And then the weekend after that, Netflix is a Joke Festival in Los Angeles. I'm headlining Friday night at the Improv, doing my own hour there, so come check that out. Fill it up, and then Sunday we're doing the worst storytelling show, so come check me out as part of the Netflix Joke Festival for all the L.A., California, Southern California skanks out there. And then I'm just back on the road again every weekend. Look for a city near you coming very soon, BigJComedy.com. Of course, The Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network, everybody. And then also, big news coming about Skankfest also. We have some fun announcements about Skankfest.
Oh, yeah. We can't say it yet?
We can say it if you want to
say it. Big J's filming his next hour special at Skankfest. Which is literally the best crowd you could ever...
We had a lot of roadblocks in Philadelphia.
A lot of
roadblocks. Things we wanted to do. And I want to do it in Philadelphia. But when I do it in Philly... When I do it in Philly, I want to do it right. And I thought, in the meantime, for this material that I'm so proud of and want to get out, Skankfest couldn't be a better fucking place. All of our fans in one place, We'll do a couple tapings. It's going to be a fucking blast. So, yeah, thank you, guys. Awesome. It's going to be a great time.
All the hits. You'll hear Dog Boners. You'll hear One More Shot of Whiskey. You'll hear
all the best bits.
If you want to watch Jay film his hour in the middle of a severe mushroom trip, come check out Skankfest.
Yeah, just be good audience.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to watch Big Jay do comedy while hippie flipping? Now's the time.
Thursday, May 26th, I'll be at the Alpine in Reno, Nevada. Live stand-up show. I got Robbie the Fire with me, and then a live Part of the Problem afterward. Come check out that show. It's a big room, so there's still some tickets available, but they're selling really good. So grab tickets now if you want to come out to that. And then also with Rob, I'll be in Chicago. I told you we had to move that date from May, June 18th. That's official. June 18th, Chicago. Two live stand-up shows and a live Part of the Problem. Part of the Problem. Yo, MMA Rap.
Hell yeah, dude. All on the Gas Digital Network.
All on the Gas Digital Network.
Use that promo code LOS. If you guys want to go back, there's over 600 episodes that are not available anywhere else. Go back into the archives, listen to the entire On Demand library. Use that promo code LOS. You do it for free. 7-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month. And let's play the Skankfest trailer. We'll take a quick 1 minute
we'll
break.
Say also,
here.
Real quick, that we should
never
say
mind.
That,
all right, forgive my.
Real quick, we should say that they're doing a benefit. I can't do it. It's next Monday, I believe. If you're not able to come to Legion of Skanks, go see the Sarah Doms families. They're doing
Sarah Doms. That's right.
Sarah Doms, an amazing comedy fan and writer who passed away.
Hey, dude, put more pizza in your mouth, please.
She would have.
It's a complete tragedy,
dude. She loved eating and talking.
It was a total tragedy.
Her favorite thing, dude.
She leaves behind a family.
No, she was like honestly one of the coolest comedy fans in the world. She wrote a bunch of incredible things, reviews of Skankfest, reviews of all of our specials. She would come out to everything.
At the Paramount Theater in for Moon Tower, they have a memorial up on the marquee for her. So yeah, Sarah Doms, man.
She also wrote as an alter ego Seth Simmons. Seth Simons.
She was actually Seth Simons, dude.
You might know her from her alter ego. You might know her from her pen name, Seth Simons.
All right, yeah. Hit that trailer.
We interrupt our program at the request of the white. It is important that you listen carefully to the station for further information.
You're never been at the Skankfest, right?
This is a dangerous group.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I'm so excited to see Tony Roberts confirmed and is in the announcement, dude. I'm so excited for Tony.
I've been trying to get
Tony there for the past couple years, so that's an exciting
dude,
one.
Dude, I'm excited. Attell's coming back. Norton's coming back. We're going to fucking have.
It's going to be another.
People like for the first time, like TJ Miller for the first time. We're going to have Pauly Shore for the first time, which is going to be awesome.
We're going to get Pauly Shore
on Legion of Skanks. It's going to be the best. There's also a few people that we have.
We're going to seance Bob Saget. That's going to be pretty chill. No guarantees.
I mean, there's literally, we've booked, I think, like 80 or 90 comedians so far. There's going to be over 150 comedians there.
I heard Nikki Glaser singing to Bob live as a kickoff.
Nikki goes electric for sure.
Yeah. It's all.
You know, I'm going to tour with her this summer. That's going to be a conversation.
Yeah.
It's all part of the seance, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but we have a bunch of people that we technically can't announce for another couple weeks.
Like Bert?
Shut up, dude.
Is Bert one of the ones you can't announce? You can just tell me that.
We already announced Bert. Then we unannounced Bert.
Oh, yeah.
Could we re-announce him?
Wait till you hear who we have to not announce.
I'm really excited. There's a couple people that
Lenny Marcus?
Okay. Secret's out. Lenny Marcus is not going to be there.
But very cool. And that's just the beginning of it. Obviously, we have lots of live music planned, other specialty shows, crazy live podcasts and all that stuff. So look out. Maybe the return of Bastard Radio. Who knows?
Will you have a wrestling event going on right next to a comedy show?
Possibly.
Nice.
Odds, looking forward to it. Odds are yes.
But it's sick, dude. We're doing more Alice Mania stuff. Me and Alice, we decided.
Are you guys gonna fucking fight already?
We're gonna do an MMA event separately. We're gonna do a live MMA tag team match against two UFC fighters. Me and Alice versus two UFC fighters.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
We should make it girl fighters.
Girl fighters. Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. Paige Van Zandt.
That's funnier.
Paige Van Zandt, her boyfriend.
All right.
Mr. Page. All right, real quick, guys. We got to talk about one of our incredible brand new sponsors, which is Chicken Skin Snacks.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Chicken
skins.
Chicken skins.
Chicken skin is an excellent way to satisfy your crunch snack craving and is a perfect alternative to carb-heavy snacks like chips and popcorn with zero carbs per
zero
serving.
Zero carbs per serving.
Chicken skin, bitches. Chicken skin.
What are you laughing at, Ari? Go have your pretzels.
Premium protein, I think.
Chicken skin is 100% organic chicken skin, source fresh and gluten-free. They have 8 different flavors like original, salt, vinegar, buffalo, lime, chili lime, Jamaican jerk, clucking hot, and more. You can enjoy chicken skin on its own as a snack, a salad topper. If you want to be a fucking fat bitch, you know what you can do?
What?
Turn it into nachos. Chicken skin nachos, son.
Yeah, you can put cheese on top of the cheese ones, you piece of shit.
God, you're a gross bitch.
Why don't you pour gravy on the whole thing, you hog slut?
Right now, go to chickenskin.com, C-H-I-C-K-N, skin.com, and use the promo code SKANKS20 for 20% off your entire order. Right now, once again, that's chickenskin.com. It sounds gross, but it's great. It's way better than you think it's going to be, I promise. Use that promo code SKANKS20, 20% off your whole order.
When you get past the flavor, it's just packing peanuts, honestly.
Chickenskin.com. Com, com, com.
Com.
You know how some people suck? And like, you're like, yeah, I hate Will Smith. And it's like, oh, fuck it, that guy sucks, you know? There's all these different people who suck. Well,
who else sucks, by the way?
Lots of people. Look, I don't even want to get into it. Because I don't want to steer the crowd wrong at all.
But Michael Rapaport.
Sure, yeah, he sucks. Suck. You know, some people know everybody fucking sucks. Yeah, you know the people that fucking suck.
You don't want to steer the boat necessarily, but you know that guy for sure.
Yeah, well, who sucks the most?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
And
right?
How do we find? It's the ultimate question.
How do
we
find out?
Are we going to get down to the bottom of this tonight?
We're going to get to the nitty gritty. Maybe not tonight. It
not
might
tonight.
Take a little while.
I think we're going to get around tonight. I think we're going to find out who the contestants are.
We're going to find some people tonight.
Are we going to begin the process?
We're
going to
begin the process of finding out who sucks the most in the universe.
Tournament of Sucks.
Okay.
So we just need nominations. Who sucks and why?
This is something we should talk to the audience in-house. We should put this out on Twitter.
Yeah, something like that.
If you're listening, and we should be getting...
How would you get it out?
And then we're going to debate who we... Are we going with 32? We start with 32?
32 like or 16. Yeah, 32.
A Tournament of Sucks.
Tournament of Sucks. Randomize it.
Dude, your sister's not allowed to come again. Relax.
Please.
So right now, that guy's in the lead of who sucks.
Yeah, he's in there, dude. Mustache, half a doctor sucks.
No, his mustache is one bracket, and his personality is the other.
Yeah.
Are you girls with these guys?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. There's an uneven.
I keep on turning around to these girls and doing this. I didn't realize they were with each other the whole time.
Dude, these girls get to go. I bet that he's got a pool at his dad's place. By the way, you see the way she laughed? There's something cool with that dad's place. You see the way she went?
Yeah, he does have a nice spot.
He's got some pretty cool shit.
Jay, check this out.
No, wrong. No, check it out. We're not checking it out.
Nope.
I would
have to earn the spot to speak on this show, sir. You haven't earned it yet.
He might be in a bracket, which is, should be fair enough to be able
Absolutely.
To speak.
Dude, honestly, I will tell you right now that he is in the tournament.
He should be nominated.
Yes, dude. Yes, dude, he sucks.
But you'll get to talk then. Yes.
This guy sucks. This guy sucks.
This guy sucks. This guy sucks.
Wait, 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 wait.
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure, since you suck, we'll wait for you. No.
Guys, should we let him speak?
Yes. Oh. I say yes.
Oh. Overruled. Overruled. Overruled.
No, nobody wants you to speak, dude.
I say yes. President says no.
Let him speak the language of dance.
You know they're wetter than a kiddie pool.
These girls are... He said... Hold on. No. Yes. Yes.
I told you let him talk. Yes, I told you let him talk.
He sucks.
He sucks.
He sucks so much.
He's the worst.
He wanted
to get that word out.
He just said these girls are wetter than a kiddie pool.
And by the way, they made faces like they didn't know that's what he was gonna say.
This guy
got his chance to talk, and ensured his spot in the Who Sucks tournament. So I think you might have gotten past the first round.
Yeah.
Then he gets a bye. He's a bye in round two.
So, like, that guy, let's just say, in a bracket would be Will Smith. And then everybody at home would vote. Who sucks more, this guy or Will Smith?
Okay.
On and on for 30 other ones.
So it's just a fan vote. That's how we determine it.
Who and why. And
well, we just a fan vote? Or?
Oh, this guy sucks. Why? Well, because obviously it could be one of the reasons.
How about the fans get a vote?
I say the fans, it should just be fan vote, and we discuss it, and then they can vote based off of our judging and discussion.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, that's a better way to do it. So then, at the very least, it's fair. We don't think any of these people suck, to be honest.
Well, maybe.
So here's how we get the bracket.
Well, we think he sucks for sure. But we don't know.
That guy definitely sucks.
Bob, did you put it out on Twitter yet? Is it out on Twitter?
No.
I thought we were vamping while you did that. But okay.
What are you putting out on Twitter?
Who sucks?
Oh, nominees
name
for Who Sucks.
Name people, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, hey, we're starting our tournament of suck. Who do you think, who sucks the most in the world?
Just who sucks.
Who sucks? It could be one Putin. It could be your fucking uncle.
Yeah, Putin. It could be a Putin.
Well, calm down with the politics, dickhead. You don't know if Putin sucks.
Sorry, it could be that fucking piece of shit from the Ukraine.
It's true.
Yeah.
That jerk off. Trying to keep Putin from his due land.
Monica Zelensky?
Jay has no idea.
I don't know. Who are we with?
If Putin or the Ukraine sucks.
No, I think I think we have to say Putin sucks.
I think so, but nobody's been able to articulate why.
Yes?
You don't have to.
Ooh. Maybe Putin rules.
Dave, are you on Putin's side?
No.
Guys, a Nazi.
Guys, do me a favor. Guys, do me a favor.
All the Nazis are on Ukraine's side.
Guys, give me a week. I'll let you know where Kid Rock weighs in on all of this.
By the way,
Ari
wasn't even talking about what we were talking about. He was just saying, follow the money trail. As a Jew.
Yeah.
He's like, I smell a money trail.
There's a money trail.
Follow the money trail. Follow the money trail.
By the way, Kid Rock, totally on my side on this one.
Yeah.
Are you saying that Russia's right?
No. He's
but I get it.
I'm not saying Russia's right. I'm saying whatever Kid Rock says
is God, is canon.
Yeah.
I want Russia to be wrong. I just haven't had anybody be able to articulate why they are.
Someone's got 20 episodes of Part of the Problem to catch up on.
I think they're invading a country.
Do you though?
Yeah, but don't we invade countries all the time?
Lewis.
Yes, Lewis. Lewis's instincts always take him in the right directions.
We do, though, don't we? Everyone's like, yeah, dude, they're just invading some small country that they don't belong there.
Yeah, but I don't think we say it's ours.
That's our specialty.
That's what we do.
I don't think we say it's ours,
though. It's awesome. They're not doing it awesome.
Yeah, they don't have Godsmack music playing on MP3
players.
They're
accusing them of being fucking like Nazis. That's what we do.
They don't even know Rob Zombie music to put in their tanks.
I'm just saying, dude, nobody's been able to tell me why Russia stinks and the Ukraine rules. I said they
You're
both
right.
Stink.
Let's take the opposite. Let's just go against the grain. Russia rules. Russia rules. Russia rules.
Russia rules.
Just understand, I have no emotion behind that. I don't know if maybe that's totally wrong. But
hey, Alex, can you look up how to say Russia rules in German, please?
Can we have Skankfest 2024 in Russia?
No Ukrainians allowed. Keep your I couldn't tell a difference if you were Russian asses out of here.
We're going to use Ukrainian ear. Get half price off.
Well, if we have it in the Ukraine, we could probably get a pretty good deal on whatever fucking bombed venue that we...
Oh, my God. I'd love to play a bombed out venue. They're going to bomb a choice.
How do I say it in German, Alex? How do I say Russia rules in German? Russland Reigert.
Dude.
Reigert. Russland Reigert. Russland
Reigert.
This is some Nazi Russland shit. Reigart. That's some Nazi shit right there, doggy. Seth Simons is right. Jake Flores is so right to eat his own cum over us.
This show should drive you so mad you eat your own cum.
That's how fucking right-wing we are.
That's how crazy this is.
I can't stop.
Now let's all give OK symbols that are secret white power symbols. What does this mean?
I don't know.
Fucking rolling 88s, dude.
Dude, we drive liberals so mad they start eating their own cum.
That's how crazy they go from it. They go, did they just say, what the, huh? Oh, God. Oh, I hate this.
They eat like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yum.
I keep extra coming to my ass in case somebody says twice.
It's
remember,
not
Ari,
mine. It's
you
not
tried
weird.
To, you tried to invite Jake Flores to the trial, right?
Yeah. Would have been awesome.
And he was going to make it a thing where, like, Jake Flores came out. No, for the presidential election.
Yeah, for the election. I was going to have him come out,
bring a milkshake because we were doing Slim Fast at the time. Me and Jay were doing Slim Fast at the time. Bring out Slim Fast, dunk cookies in them, and then cross arms and drink them, and then walk away.
Then walk away. Yeah. And it would have been so funny. And so Jake Flores proved that he's not funny by not doing it. Yeah. With one moment, I would have been like, dude, he's awesome.
It would have been so funny.
I would have been like, this guy rules.
He would have won us all back.
He would have won me over in a heartbeat.
Come with a milkshake and then just lean into me.
It'd be great. It'd be great.
I called Lewis. I was like, Lewis,
did he bring up the girl everybody likes?
I said, can I promise me next week there will be no physical violence? Then he goes, why would you ask me that? I'm like, because you're going to want to be violent.
And I he's said, like, I knew.
Yeah. He's like, are you bringing Jake Flores? And I'm like, you need to promise me there'll be no violence.
And, you and did, I promised.
Yeah, you did promise.
There would have been no violence. That's so funny. Didn't the girl that everyone loves, he broke up with the girl who everyone likes, right? Didn't he have a girlfriend that everyone was like?
Kate Willett?
I don't know. Yes, I think that is the name.
I don't know any of this.
She's great.
Did they break up?
I used to say that to her. I was like, Kate, will it eat its own cum? I just called Jake and it.
And she just sent you a link to the video? Oh, I don't know. Will it? I don't know. Kate, will it?
Give me 3 minutes.
What, you're leaving us to go to a spot?
Yeah.
Oh, Harari, stop being a fucking bitch, dude.
Wait, who have people weighed in for so far? Anybody vote yet?
Yeah, we have a couple of nominees.
Let's couple
of
nominees. Let's here. Who do we have for the nominees? So Seth Simons, for sure, is in the tournament of suck, unquestionably.
Mark Random. These are inside ones. Okay.
Mark Random?
Random. I like Random.
That guy sucks.
God damn it. Yes. Yes.
That's, dude, that's so funny.
Yes. This guy sucks.
This guy sucks.
This guy sucks.
I like just looking at the angle to figure out who it is.
He only half sucks. They're not Dr. Half.
Brendan Schaub.
Brendan Schaub, Ted Cruz, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, for
Brendan
sure.
Brendan Schaub again. Kid Rock. Oh,
Kid Rock.
Dylan.
True. Dylan does suck.
Nancy Pelosi. Chris
she does
Rock.
Suck.
Your mom.
My mom? Okay. Whose mom?
Yours.
That guy behind Jane Lewis again.
Joe Biden. Okay, so we're getting a nice mix of people.
Putin, Joe Biden,
James
Corden does suck.
James Corden sucks, dude. They told him before he got to America, all he does is take bits from other presenters.
James Corden?
Yeah, and just repackage them.
That's a great gif.
Boom. Boom.
Pete Davidson.
You wish you were Pete Davidson.
Gay Hitler.
Ben Simmons, I would put up there, but don't do that for me.
Michael Rapaport, Kid Rock. I mean, who, as so far.
Kid Rock rules.
So far, out of everyone we've seen on this list, Seth Simons unquestionably
sucks.
Oh,
current Madonna could be on there.
Current Madonna. We'd have to list her as current Madonna.
Current Madonna's, yeah, you have to put today Madonna.
Yeah, today Madonna I like.
She looks like a cartoon camel.
It's nuts.
Sorry, waitress.
Jada Pinkett. All right.
Sorry, just flexing.
Jada Pinkett seems to be in there.
Mickey Glazer.
And the worst people?
That just not extreme. The worst. Just she extreme. Sucks. It's a sucks Olympics.
Jussie Smollett
for sure.
Jussie Smollett sucks, dude. Yeah, everybody knows Jussie Smollett sucks.
Doc Rivers, there's an argument, but no one will get it.
Okay.
Flores. What do you
I mean,
doing?
Look, we got a lot. We got
my
a lot
basketball
of
skills.
They're gonna come in. Joe DeRosa, no.
My
more
basketball
weeks.
Skills should be in this
I
thing.
Wish I had my no more week shirt on.
All right. Listen, okay, relax. Okay. Relax for a minute. Hold on.
All right.
We're getting a lot of good options.
Yeah. Shh. Oh, now everyone's discussing it. They're all saying, you know, who sucks?
Sorry. It was a good bit. Yeah.
I say the first one that we put in there for sure is Seth Simons. Guys, sure. Shut the fuck up. We're not in the fucking bowels of London right now where you guys get to yell over comedians.
Oh, I hate you.
Ari sucks.
Oh, by the way, in their defense, I didn't know he was with that guy. They came here from England.
No, he came from England.
People
he
in England suck.
Here.
I didn't say
shit. No, he
no,
rules.
You rule, dude.
The Queen sucks.
It's your boy.
And has died probably 6 months ago. And everybody knows it, but nobody's saying anything.
The Queen sucks.
Prince Andrew, fuck that kid.
Yeah, he did.
That kid sucks. That kid sucks.
All right. It's fine. All right. Relax. Guys, do me a favor. In the crowd, do not go along with chants that people in the crowd start. We will decide what the chants are.
I did start the Praise Andrew, fuck that kid chant.
You started that?
Yeah.
No, I feel like that guy started that.
No, I mean, well, okay.
If you ever call me Luis again, I'll shit in your mouth, you faggot. Luis.
That's the name of Luis's one-man show. I'll shit in your mouth,
fucking
you
fucking cocksucker. I'm sick of this crowd already. I hate everyone here. I hope you all die tonight. I hate you all. I hate you all. Boo. Boo.
Well, Ari's leaving on that note.
I'll be right back.
By the way, I've ignored them telling me it's his birthday 8 times.
And like, they just keep saying it
loud. I'll tell you what, Luis. You can ignore it all you want. Doesn't make it not his birthday, dude. Birthday.
Christ almighty, I've ignored it so many times. You just keep
He's celebrating like a black teenager. It's the whole month. You can't smoke it here. We can't have the audience smoke it. We're doing cabaret, dude. You'll do ketamine? That's weird.
He goes, he wants to smoke a cigarette, and then he just said he'll do ketamine. He sucks, dude. He might be, I think.
He might win this thing.
Listen to me. I say, waitress keeps on staring at me. I'm telling you right now, doggy. She's fucking way in.
Waitress. Waitress. Louis genuinely tips better. I mean, that's crazy to me.
Waitress, I have noticed a change in your attitude. Are you into my boy Louis?
Yes. Waitress, is there something that happened?
There's waitress, what's going on? Because something changed. No.
There's a twinkle in her fucking eye, doggy.
Just.
Shut up, you suck, dude.
Waitress, just answer the question. It's fine. Are you into my boy a little bit?
Doggy says she doesn't know. I'm telling you, she doesn't know.
Listen. All right,
hold on.
I love her.
Please tell me you're just into him, and then I'm definitely a better tipper. I'm fine with fuck Louis, but don't fucking sandbag me like that.
I'm a better tipper than you.
He's trying to fuck though. I respect you as a lady.
Nobody wants to talk to you. Why do you keep doing this? Is this your boyfriend?
Yes.
She's so embarrassed of you. She's so embarrassed.
You think Louis is helping you get tips from this guy right now? He's already got a friend from
Guys,
London. Doesn't
do me
know
a
what
favor.
Tipping is.
Tip. Give waitress.
Tip
the
waitress
best.
Really good. I said it first.
No.
Everybody tip waitress really good.
Give her
I said
the
it.
Best tip. She's
no Louis. She... They should not tip her at all. You guys should tip her a lot. Louis said, "Don't tip her at all."
I would never say that. Waitress.
Tip her lots.
Come on now.
Because she's pregnant.
Oh my God. I can't stand it. I don't know what's going on right now, but she's teasing me or something.
Something's going
there's
on.
There's a thing that she's doing right now.
No, at this point, if she said you raped her, we'd be like, come on. You sure this isn't just fucking buyer's remorse? Damn, the crowd thinks you're going to do that.
Doggy. I'm telling you, she's in.
I can't believe Ari presented a whole idea and then split. Simons is in. So he's in. Simons is in for sure.
Let's come before Argy's back. Let's come up with the first four of the bracket. It would be or the first eight. We come up with the first eight. That's
it's
fine.
It's supposed to should be the first. I think 16.
First 16. We're doing 32. Let's do one quarter of the bracket.
By the way, is the winner of the Woke Turn Olympics not here?
I noticed that.
He's not here.
Pedro's still here. If that's really his name. What is it? Jorge. That's right.
Where
Pedro
did we get Pedro
with a J.
From?
What?
Where did we get Pedro from?
Jay called him Pedro.
I don't know. I did think I was following protocol when I called him Pedro.
I like the name Pedro more than I like the name Jorge.
Can we just call you Pedro? He doesn't care. As long as he has a job that we said he wasn't having.
All right, guys. Let's take a second and thank our sponsor for today's show. This is for the responsible adults. So very small percentage of our audience.
Listen up, Legion of Skanks fans.
What's up?
So this is for all three of you. If you're a responsible adult and you're over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
That's right, yo, Delta Vampire.
What?
Over the age of 21. We know how you get with teenagers sometimes.
No. I don't give the 18 to 20s any of the yo Delta. I get them whacked out on Zimas. I got the surplus, baby.
Look, let's get ahead of this right now. Yo Delta Vampire was caught with a 17-year-old girl.
Legal in New York, dog.
Yeah, but it was still weird.
Yo Delta's last three girlfriends have been 14, 16, and 3,042.
Morally reprehensible, but all above board, bro.
Yo Delta Vampire, you're a sick fuck, and I don't know if you can represent this brand anymore.
No, come on, dude. Come on, don't take this away from me. I live for the party. Delta 8s get these girls, dare I say, wet as a kiddie pool.
They were so happy.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, either way, if you guys want to get super stoned legally, shipped right to your
and
house.
Stinky, sloppy wet.
You guys can get Yo Delta Delta ATHC shipped to your home. 42 states it's legal, and it's cheaper than weed.
I mean sloppy wet, like where it's sort of white almost. Like more of a pussy snot, no? Oh, hold on, dog. Delta 8. That's the right stuff.
Totally Delta 8.
What's the age of consent in this town, dude? Let's make some calls.
Right now, go to yodelta.com. Use that promo code GAS to save 25% off your entire order.
Good deal. Check that out, Ari. 25% off. How about that, Jewish? Yeah?
I'm listening.
Once again, that's yodelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? Why don't we talk about how hilarious what are they called? What was the band we kept on listening to?
Oh, wait, how about this? I didn't tell the third Lewis thing.
What was my third
First
Lewis
was the three, but
what's
no
the third
tip
Lewis
and angry thing?
Thing?
He goes, hey, man, I hope you don't mind. Like, at some point of the trip, I might have to close my eyes a little bit because it's, like, so late when we're driving home. And Lewis put on the UFC fights and closed his eyes for the entire four-hour trip. He woke up to piss once, got back in the car, went right back immediately to sleep.
Jay.
It's pretty crazy.
Jay, I
what
said...
What time did you drive home?
It was
at 12:30 about.
So you're driving home at 12:30 from D.C.
4 hours.
Whose idea was it to drive home? Did you want to and Lewis
yes.
wanted to stay?
No, Lewis didn't want to stay.
No, I don't want to stay. But I also offered to drive some of the way. And
thank God that didn't happen.
It's like, dude, just got to get a little shut-eye.
Yeah. I saw what a championship UFC fight was doing to you. It was knocking you right out. And then, yeah, Lewis just slept the whole way. And
why are you going to throw me under the bus at every turn, Jay?
And then I listened to music that Lewis, that I wouldn't want to listen. I was fine with him for falling asleep, actually, because then I got to listen to like Coldplay and shit and not be judged.
I wouldn't judge you. We listened to a bunch of Godsmack on the way, though, which is hilarious.
So funny.
Because every Godsmack song is literally,
yeah.
It's just, it sounds like a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Who's
they want you
mad,
to get away from
mad
them.
At his little brother.
Get away from me.
Get away from me.
Shut up. Stop. Keep pull, away. Get away and then also keep
pull up,
away.
God, get, pull up Godsmack songs, like the titles of them. It's so hilarious.
I promise you, there's Get Away and then a song called Get Away, Keep Away or something like that. I swear to God. It's like, and then the songs that aren't called that, there's a song called Whatever that the chorus is Keep Away From Me.
Yeah, the song's called Whatever. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, look, Keep Away.
Whatever.
And there's one called Get Away, Keep Away, right?
I fucking hate you.
Dude, crying like a bitch is the funniest, especially because we say it with Bobby Hutch. Bobby Hutch forgot the recording. Lewis told him one too many times, but Bobby was crying like a bitch.
Dave didn't show up for basketball.
Yeah. The enemy. I fucking hate you.
Dave. So Big J was crying like a bitch.
You're so impressed. Your stupid family. Yeah, their songs are so... I said, that's one of my favorite tweets I ever put out. They said, Godsmack sounds like Joe Rogan's neck vein started a band. They just fucking kick your ass music. I said, music to fight to train to fight your stepfather to.
This guy sent us this... this fan sent us this artwork. Who is this fan, dude?
I don't know.
He sent us a bunch of pictures of dead comedians and none of ourselves, and I hate it.
What if I don't give a shit about some of those dead comedians?
I thought this was Big J, but it's a dead comedian.
It's Ryan Dunn.
Big J looks like a fat Ryan Dunn.
Tell me who you're bummed out is dead on that list.
No, I'll give I have a better question for you. If you could kill one current famous comedian to bring back one dead comedian, who
of
would it
these
be?
Comedians?
Of any dead comedian.
Let me see the list. What do we got there?
I mean, it's Patrice. You bring back Patrice,
well,
right?
Sure.
Right. Hold on, but Patrice would also likely just die again in a month.
I
promise you, he will not have learned his lesson.
I would kill...
I know y'all get me back eventually.
I would kill 90% of working comics for one more month of Patrice.
True.
I also, is it that's Chris Farley on the,
yes.
on the thing there? Yeah, also for Chris Farley, who also will die again. It's one thing if they, like, committed suicide or had a terrible accident or something, but like Chris Farley was going to die. He would die again.
Yeah, how do all these comedians die?
It's, you know, it's hilarious. He put up George, but not Otto, which is pretty hilarious. Just the puppet.
That's pretty funny. Or is it cut off? And
I don't think so. No, that's the whole picture.
Yeah, funny. The puppet's fine.
Oh, no, there's more. There's more to the picture. There's a piece over here.
Oh, yeah, because they have...
There's Ralphie May. He needed his own magnet. Fuck you guys. What is a fucking Weight Watchers convention? Everyone's so uptight.
Also drawn pretty thin. A long magnet. I like it.
Is that Vince McMahon? I don't know who a lot of these people are. Bernie Mac, Patrice, Bill Hicks, Geraldo.
What's his name?
Hedberg.
Hedberg, you know, overrated.
What? Fuck off. He was. Whatever. Shut up.
You'll agree with that, right?
I never got it.
Overrated, right?
I'm not.
He's
not
fine.
Saying I'm not.
It's not my kind of comedy.
I'm sure glad he's dead.
Yeah, not that funny.
I'm not rooting for his death. Kill someone else to bring him back.
I'm not even sort of rooting for his death. I'm not killing anybody else to bring him back. Mike Birbiglia, you're safe another week.
I would. I would.
Otto on that one? Okay.
Yeah,
he is.
There he is.
Yeah. It was cut off. Sam Kinison did what he was going to do.
Comedy just really wasn't funny back then.
Right? Robin Williams' comedy sucked balls.
Let's disrespect the dead.
I don't know who that guy is.
The only one worth shit on here was Norm MacDonald. Let's get real. I could give a fuck less about
Greg Giraldo. Giraldo's
pretty
great, man.
Patrice is great, obviously. Those are the only three good dead comedians. Everyone else, good riddance.
Listen, Chris Farley was a fucking genius. He was incredible. Patrice, Giraldo, obviously Norm MacDonald.
Bernie Mac's great comic.
Yeah, Bob Saget.
I don't know who the guy all the way in the... I feel bad that I don't know who the guy in the top left corner is.
Hold on, you just said Saget? Name one Bob Saget joke. Yeah, you suck.
Oh.
You suck, you lying.
Being the dad on the asshole thing.
I'm not saying Saget wasn't great. I'm just saying nobody could name a single joke.
Nah, remember when he was real?
Oh, I got one.
No.
He's got one, though. Freddie Prinze? No.
Freddie Prinze. All right.
Stephen Wright? Is he on the thing there?
Stephen Wright's alive.
That's what Bobby said. Are you saying kill Stephen Wright to bring back who? Sam Kinison?
I just say let's just kill Stephen Wright.
Hashtag kill Stephen Wright.
Kill Stephen Wright. Kill Stephen Wright. Kill Stephen Wright. I just watched a hot chick in the back. Who's that?
What's the best part of that movie, Comedian, when Orny Adams is bitching to, what's his name?
Seinfeld?
What's his name? Dane Cook's manager.
Dave Becky.
We were talking to Dave Becky, and he goes, yeah, what's Wright doing now? Anyway, you know what I mean? Where is he at now? And he goes, he just won an Oscar. It's just that do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Where's he at now?
He's like, yeah, okay, well, he said that, but where's he at now? And he goes, he won an Oscar.
Lewis is getting furious.
We can hear you so loudly. You're right in my ear talking at full volume. Yes, you.
Oh, man.
This is why she won't be your girlfriend.
This guy wants to get... Which is a shame because she's wet as a kiddie pool. Thank God these are Pergo floors. Thank God these are Pergo floors.
Okay.
This guy's trying to get the full Lewis experience in America.
I'm trying. I know you are, buddy. I'm tested left and right every single day. God puts people in front of me that test me.
Dude, chill. Lewis.
No. It's a good chant, but
it was a good one though. I was behind that chant for the record.
He's trying. You're doing so good. Where the fuck is Ari so we can move on?
I know, dude.
It's not gonna get less weird.
Nobody calls
Lewis chicken needles. Nobody calls Lewis chicken.
He's not a bad guy. I can tell he's a fan of the podcast. He is, right? Or no, he's just your friend and you're a fan of the podcast. He's not even a fan. He's just ruining. He's ruining our experience. Listen, hot girl, don't fuck him. Don't fuck him.
Sorry about your sopping wet snatch, but don't use it on this guy. My apologies for getting you all greased up. But don't you waste it on this son of a bitch, this half doctor. Dude, you only fuck full doctors. Oh.
Imagine. Imagine sucking that much.
Huh?
Imagine sucking that much.
Imagine talking through our whole podcast and then ruining our bit by winning the tournament of who sucks already.
Real great. Now we owe you $2,500.
And a Ford Focus.
Oh, my God. You've got a lifetime, you got a lifetime supply of chicken skins. Damn it.
And one magical night with the waitress. It's a bundle pack. It's a grab bag of gifts.
I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna start. What's up, Andrew? I'm gonna start dating waitress.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's gonna be the new one.
Ooh. That's gonna be great when it goes haywire.
It's like calling my shot, dude. Whatever his name was. What's the guy?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth in it.
Somewhere, like if you had like a Back to the Future like picture. You would already see Lewis in Jamaica forming with waitress.
Oh, yeah, totally. We have to stop what's in motion now to make that picture disappear.
Oh, no. It's like, what's going on?
It's already happened.
I can't hold the microphone.
Guys? The waitress heard me start off Russia rules chant.
In German.
I'm fading away. In German.
A Russia rules chant.
In Nazi German. Militant German. Christ almighty. Ari, where the fuck are you so we can start this list? All right, we got Seth Simon so
hey, dude,
far. And this guy.
If you want to redeem yourself, go heckle Ari right now on stage downstairs.
Yes.
Downstairs, go. You gotta do it, dude. It's the only way.
Wait.
No, stop talking. Stop talking.
Tell him we're waiting upstairs for him for the bit.
Yeah, be like, all right, be like, wrap it up, kike. Seriously. No, go now.
We don't have time for you to shave.
Why will he ruin our show but not Ari's show downstairs? I don't understand it.
It's a different respect.
Yes.
Go.
You follow him. Video. Follow him.
The one thing you're forgetting is Ari's asshole is destroyed. It's like a fucking balloon gone the wrong way, right? He's probably spent the whole time in the toilet. God knows what's wrong with him. So he just needs to get dragged out of the cubicle.
Wow. He flew 8 hours to be here.
Yeah. This guy sucks. This guy sucks.
This guy's the Hannah Gatsby of the UK.
He's great. He's a nice guy. He really is. He hugged me, farted in my face.
Aww.
I'm trying here.
Bobby's going to go see if it's happening.
It's a shit show.
Bobby just realized it's probably not a great idea to have a lunatic yell kike in a place.
Someone should probably explain.
I have no problem with this bit. So maybe I don't respect comedy by having a man go yell, wrap it up, kike, while Ari's on stage with a bunch of paying customers. Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Odds are you're wrong.
Let me tell you something. Lewis, when you die, I'm going to be more than willing to kill a current living comic to bring you back.
This guy rules.
This guy rules.
Himself.
Pedro, you say he doesn't rule.
Pedro, what happened downstairs? Pedro? Come tell
send
us.
Send the video. Shit, no. Yes.
There's the awesome thing I told you.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna puke. That's so funny. I'm so happy.
Oh, I can't wait to see how it went.
I mean, dude, TJ Miller is doing Skankfest, and it took him 5 years to forgive us. For the bullying,
Ari will
get
over it much quicker.
Yeah. So you're set. Did you send it already, Pedro?
Dude, I don't give a fuck what you say. Having Harrington unplug his pinball machine when he was playing pinball is one of the funniest things ever in comedy.
If you guys remember when we were doing the first intern Olympics, TJ Miller came on as a guest and he came on really drunk. And then we told Harrington as one of the challenges to go unplug TJ Miller's pinball machine while he was playing pinball. And Harrington did it and said, "It's for the skanks, bitch."
He crawled underneath all of them to get to the plug.
And also, Harrington came in dead last in the Intern Olympics.
Harrington was Harrington from day one.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
You can always trust Harrington to be Harrington. You don't have the video, Bobby, yet?
We're
What's
working
happening?
On it.
Airdrop it.
But wait, Bobby and I noticed something. You guys noticed the waitress acting different within like the last 2 weeks or so?
Yeah.
So she told us today when we got in that she actually got a concussion 2 weeks ago.
Nuh-uh.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait,
shut up. You're kidding me.
Yeah, no, she really
nice.
Did.
Waitress, did you get a concussion 2 weeks ago right when you started liking Lewis?
Waitress! Is it a brain injury? Waitress, is this a brain injury?
Are you shallow howling Lewis? Are you shallow howling him? Are you seeing something different?
I literally am dizzy every day, and I fell down.
You're dizzy
stairs.
Every day. And you go, oh, I bet Lewis looks strong. Is a strong enough ape to hold me up from falling downstairs?
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, I think $1 bills are $100 bills, so Lewis is a much better tipper. Jay just gives me fives.
Forgive me. I have a couple follow-up questions. Wait, you fell down the stairs?
Yeah.
Like, how?
I was walking
hilariously
down the stairs.
Yeah.
And just
Lewis
down,
put oil on a stairs.
But I held my head because, like, I know how to fall, but I guess it didn't.
God, wait.
Oh, my God. She got a serious concussion.
Shut up, dude. She's perfect.
Yeah. She's concussed and has long-term COVID. She's ready for the picking.
You shut the fuck up. She's perfect and she's smart and nothing is wrong with her brain.
No, that's totally.
Waitress, you have a beautiful, perfect brain.
You do. Lewis will Thanks. Teach you how to use a fork again. Oh, hey, have you met Lewis's regarding waitress, his new girlfriend?
That is wild that I just organically go, something's really changed in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
With the way you're
looking
at Lewis.
She hit her head. She's forgotten her entire history.
She's like, I don't know. I had part of my brain.
I swear to God, and I mean this.
She forgot that Lewis has been standing outside of her bedroom window for the past 3 years.
She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I met Lewis 2 weeks ago. Things have been going pretty good.
The guy gave me a really large tip, and for the first time meeting him, that's pretty cool.
It's 41st date. She thinks it's the first day every day.
This Lewis guy's like, you're a groundhog day. You're learning everything about her. We move on, but you live this day over and over again, you son of a bitch. Those fucking legalized comedy shirts haven't been here for a year and a half. Fuck.
Well, yay!
That guy sucked.
What happened? We had nothing to do with it.
Somebody got married back there.
Yeah, Opa.
Did you guys get the video? Pedro, what the fuck is going on over there?
He's got seven Mexicans working inside that phone.
It's still processing. How long is the video?
It's coming from Mexico,
why don't you clip
dude?
The 13 seconds of him saying, get off the stage, Kike.
It's dial-up.
Oh, that guy sucked. He just came down. He's like, no, beat it. You suck. That was it.
I want to say it. Well, he got what we thought.
He never got the line.
Why would you consider trusting that guy who sucks so fucking bad? Well, how is he not going to fucking suck in all his endeavors?
Dude, by the way,
he's a big favorite to win the whole bracket.
I think this hot chick was into him at first, and I think she's... This one, yes. I think she was into him at first, and now she's given up on the idea.
No, she's got her eyes on the UK guy. She wants to wrestle with that uncircumcised wanger.
She's heard of it.
She's heard all about it. She wants to see how much you got to pull back before the head comes out. She's stoked on it.
How do you got?
Now, Reds, on the other hand, is going to have to jump on the grenade with fucking wacky mustache wax over here. And that's going to be a fucking weird night. I hope she's a gamer, because this guy's about to show you fucking 50 records you don't want to see.
He's British, uncircumcised.
Shut up!
God damn it, Ari!
Oh, Ari really doesn't like this guy now.
Ugh, he's awful.
Ari hates him. Ari hates him. So, we were setting up the bracket.
Yeah, okay. No, are you going to know them all right now? Bobby has a question. Bobby, your Heil Hitler
Bobby,
is noted.
Your thoughts? Hail Hitler? Yes?
Jesus.
I got the video. Okay, please.
All right.
Why would you send him down here? I was finally doing well with that fucking one of those girl crowds.
Oh, really?
Let's get some volume. Volume's a big, important part of this.
I like watching him walk down like Louie.
Louie, Louie, Louie. Suck his circus. Yeah.
So they told me to come down here and say,
oh, this guy sucks.
That's a great.
Get out of here. You guys, if you don't know, this guy sucks. You're all caught up. Get out of here.
And then Joe had to remove him. You let an effeminate boy remove you.
Oh, dude. You might as well got your ass kicked by Peter Pan, dude.
Try harder. It's not that hard to walk.
At the end, he goes, well, that didn't go well.
He came back and he said, it did
not go well. That's so funny that before he gets the words out, he just goes, hey, Ari. And Ari goes, oh, this guy sucks.
Hey, everybody, I don't know if you know, but this guy sucks.
I love it. So I say him versus Seth Simons in the first round.
Randomize it.
No, it should be randomized.
How many people you got? 32. You got to get
32. We got two
We need 8 to 16 tonight. I think 8. Because
All right. Are you
why
writing down?
Let people write this in.
We have a bunch of tweets so far. This guy for sure. Seth Simons for sure. Will Smith for sure.
Let people write him in.
T.I. for sure.
T.I. rules.
T.I. for sure.
He wants that smoke. Nah, dude. Nah, I love that shit.
Did you see
that
new
smoke
thing?
No, I love that shit. I want that smoke.
The new thing is pretty great.
What new thing?
What did T.I. do?
No, I love that. How about if you get
at the Barclays Center?
How about if you get a standing ovation? Does it offset them boos? And then Michael Blackson goes, there are no reports of that on the internet. That standing ovation. He goes, all right, fair enough. I want that smoke. I love that shit. I want that smoke.
It's wild. It's pretty wild. Yeah, but T.I. could be on the list.
Yeah, it could be.
Stop saying who could be and start naming names.
I mentioned a few downstairs at the show, and they started laughing as he put stuff in. I was like, that guy sucks.
Who are you hearing? Who?
A few I can't. Too deep in the comedy world. I'd rather crack.
Go back to the list.
Amy Schumer sucks.
Yeah. Would she be on the bracket system?
Trevor Noah, that's already a comedian. Ukrainians, Jews. That guy just did racist. Go back up.
Jews in general is pretty funny.
Midwits, movie talkers.
Incels, white women.
He's calling it the Zyklon Showers tournament. Mark Random. All right. All right.
Oh, the waiter that took our order? He did suck.
Sebastian Bach did suck. Jada Pinkett should be on there, too. Yeah.
Jada Pinkett should be on
Jada
there.
Jada Pinkett sucks way worse than Will Smith sucks.
Jada Smith, well.
Is that Shannon?
Interesting. That's a good question. Who sucks more, Jada Pinkett or Will Smith? I'd like to see them go head-to-head.
Did you see the video? Did you see the video that resurfaced of
Weird Laugh
dressing
Guy
him down?
Weird Laugh Guy sucks, dude.
Of here dressing him down, what?
Giggly Trump laugh
Lewis,
guy.
Did you see the video of Jada Pinkett Smith that like resurfaced of her just like dressing down Will Smith? Like,
yeah. Pull that up. Face. That's great.
And he's so sad.
I didn't see that.
And dude, he looks chubby in the face and defeated and miserable. It's just it's a little window into.
You think he's abused?
I think he's a bitch who's completely pussy whipped, and she's ruined him.
How Philly?
And he's not good anymore.
He's one of the great American heroes. I was brought down.
He's the Fresh Prince.
By a succubus.
There's not even a video of that slap even happening. That's just a report. That's the hot.
No one saw it.
I heard about it. I think Jada Pinkett should be on there for sure.
Actually, she could be banished from Hollywood for another 10 years.
She sucks.
What?
Did you see this, Jay?
I think Will Smith is a symptom of her.
Did you see this video?
No. You haven't seen this? It's crazy.
I saw the headline for it, but I didn't see it.
Dude,
let me see. Subscribe also, guys.
You know, Esther Perel is coming to the table. She's going to be at the red table. Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I would say don't just start filming me.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Without asking me.
Oh, my goodness.
If you could film
me. Esther, come help us again, please. I'm still dealing with foolishness.
Don't. No, she, because she don't just...
Would you say that she helped us heal the hurts that we caused between one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter, okay? So you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling. I'm standing in my house. Don't just start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Please watch a stare at the red table because she's helped us a lot. Can't you tell?
That's psychic. Like, she's terrifying.
Yeah. And then she posted that.
She's a witch.
After that,
she's a witch.
To watch Will Smith, to watch this like A-list doesn't even describe what Will Smith has been.
Wow.
You know what I mean? The biggest
World
A-list.
Famous.
And to watch him just be a bitch while she's like bullying him.
I would like to see those two in a one bracket in the very beginning. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wow, Jada and Will in the first bracket.
That's easy.
Great.
I think she.
Great
I think
idea.
Jada,
great idea.
They should
Jada
meet later.
Wins.
They should meet later. He's a symptom of her.
Yes. Maybe down the road. Maybe see if it could happen.
Yeah.
All right.
I think in the random generator.
It would be interesting though.
I think it's a blowout. Listen,
yeah, random,
if,
you're
if
right.
Jada doesn't exist. Yeah. Will Smith laughs at that Chris Rock joke.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, the joke doesn't make sense because she doesn't exist, but still.
Some other bald bitch.
Jada Pinkett. Said, Chris Rock, are you making up sounds?
Those are hilarious.
Who else do we have? Anybody on Twitter that makes sense? Fauci, people are saying.
I support his nomination.
We're not going to get him all right now.
Madonna?
I think current Madonna.
Does Madonna suck?
Current Madonna.
Why does she suck?
Maybe she got defeated. But we need the audience to write in why so we can read the reasons why.
Sebastian Bach does suck.
Sebastian Bach rules.
And no, it's a fall from grace because he was so cool in my mind, and then he sucks.
He sucks.
What?
He talked shit to Lewis on Twitter.
Oh, that guy rules. I've done that to you.
You have. You know what? Ari sucks. I mean, Ari does suck.
Ari versus Will Smith.
Round what?
Jussie Smollett sucks.
I use that downstairs. I'm like, Jussie Smollett, everybody laughs. Because they know he sucks.
Sure. He sucks.
Nobody doesn't say he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
His fucking speech before he went to jail, did we play on this show?
Oh my God, it's great.
Did you ever watch?
What?
We have 8. Well, we can get 16. Come on.
We can get 32.
I think we get 32
what
today?
What comedians have they suggested?
I suggested.
Not you, them.
The people? Nobody has. Schaub has gotten a lot of votes.
I don't really think Brendan Schaub sucks.
Does Schaub suck? Fuck it. Look at Dave trying to keep his place on Rogan, you faggot.
No, I think he's really cool. He's in a good network of people.
What? Does he suck as a dude all around?
No, I don't think he does.
The audience decides. Then why are they nominating him?
Yeah, though. Yes, why?
Yeah, that's actually
no one's
point.
Given a reason.
Total votes.
I don't know. Brendan Schaub. I don't know why I keep on saying he doesn't suck. He might very well suck.
Total votes.
Or does he suck, in your opinion?
I'm not going to talk about people I know on this fucking shit. You're out of your mind.
You can just say no. You can just say he's cool.
He's cool.
Just say he's cool. He's gonna say it.
Very cool.
Look, Jay just lied through his teeth.
Jezelnik.
Cool.
By the way, when Jay lies, Jezelnik
sucks.
Yeah. He apologized.
He did apologize. He did apologize. Yeah,
for
but only
sucking
only
so
people
hard.
Who suck apologize.
But that shouldn't have put him on the list. For that, there's people. Ooh, who sucks?
Who are they suggesting a lot?
Post basketball loss, Big J.
It's just that specific thing?
That specific.
Okay.
Post basketball loss, Big J's got to be out there.
Jay for 11 days after a basketball loss. Day 12.
There's
got to
be some version of Lewis in there.
Fine. There's got to be each a version of us.
Yeah, a very specific version of us.
Portal problem, Dave.
Not showing up, Dave. Lewis at a
pick a day, Lewis.
You know, Lewis at a restaurant that didn't get his order right.
Look at us all taking shots at each other now. We're falling apart.
Fuck both you guys.
I hate this place.
You two all the time.
I hate this place. Do we want to get 16?
I say just like total them up over the next day or something and just bring in 32 next year.
Next week we'll have 32 in the bracket.
Yeah, then talk about them and narrow down one or two. And then every week, just take 10 minutes.
The problem is you have this
segment proposal,
but I want
you
to be here for when we're doing it.
Come on next week, dude. Colin Turrell as well.
No, I'm out there.
He hates him. Colin Turrell's on the list.
He's a coward.
Oh, I'm not here next Monday. I'll be with Kid Rock.
That's right.
You're not here next Monday?
Yeah. Kick a Kid Rock. Call what you know.
I'll present him next week. It's not that hard.
So you're actually not here next week, Jay?
No, I will not be here next week.
And you're only telling me a week out again?
Yes. I should let you guys know at fucking 7 p.m. Guys, I'm actually not going to make this one. I'm hanging out with Kid Rock.
I hope Kid Rock hates you like violently.
He might.
He'll love him.
Jay got sent home day one.
He's already got a best friend in comedy, I found out.
Just that little midget?
Chris Porter.
They're friends.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Awesome. I like Chris Porter.
I like Chris Porter a lot, but that's already his best buddy. He's a good dude, funny guy. Best buddy. Whatever the comic is that became best friends with Kid Rock.
Beat it.
Was going to jump all over.
You're almost in the suck contest, doggy.
There was a few votes for you to be in the who sucks bracket.
Just fucking chill. You're lucky.
That didn't help his case. Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, look, well, I guess we'll keep on collecting votes, right?
Yeah,
we'll
nominations.
By next week.
And by next week, we'll have a bracket randomly generated, gang, of 32 people that suck, and then we'll start debating it out. Ari will be here?
No.
Probably, oh, he's got to present it. I won't be here either. Yeah. Yes, we'll be in Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what?
So in 2 weeks.
Fuck yourself.
2 weeks. We will.
2 weeks, we'll be here, I think, in 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks. I'll be back, and we'll do this thing.
Why are we being so weird right now?
I think we're trying to decide if the show's over, I guess. Yeah.
For me, it's big
high. Over. Yeah.
It's just about over.
Just about over. Everybody, how about Ari Shaffir? Thank
obligated.
You so much for hanging out with us.
Ari Shaffir.
Thank you, everybody.
Ari Shaffir.
The Who Sucks bracket coming back in 2 weeks.
Who sucks?
Who sucks?
It should be interesting.
We will find out who sucks. Thank you, Ari, so much for the Legion of Skanks. We'll catch you later this week on Zoom. Until then, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.